there, my friends, my podcasties. Welcome to the second episode of my dialogue series. We are now Spirit Meets Soil, so very excited to be repping that name on the podcast. I want to get right into it as we deconstruct dialogue and interspirituality and kind of explore these super loaded words and all of the different intricacies that are behind them. The last episode, I would definitely say go catch that one. It's on listening specifically, which is one of the dimensions of dialogue. So definitely suggest going to listen to that. But in a nutshell, listening is all about like peeling away at the subconscious projected layers that we like to inform our experience by. So talking about this in a dialogical context, right? Having a conversation, though all of these different veins of dialogue, all of these different pieces that create the mandala of what dialogue is, they can all be applied to life and relation, any kind of relation, any kind of interaction, whether that's with yourself, whether that's with a tree, etc. So taking these and applying them. But in terms of a dialogical context, listening, in a nutshell, is, yeah, being able to recognize the layers of projection that we are putting onto our experience, the lens that we're using to reify, to support a narrative that we are living and perceiving correctly. And it consists of developing the discipline and the ability to bracket off the thoughts, the interactions within our own mind that are spiraling when we should be actually present with who is talking, with what we're experiencing. So in a nutshell, just kind of like that deep psychological evaluation and removal of lenses as much as we can. So moving on from listening, speaking, voicing, when it is our time to express, there is this analysis of inner reasoning, like what is it exactly that is present for me in this moment? Because when we're speaking, there is this importance of spontaneity, right? Like if in the listening aspect, if we're actually truly present, truly listening, not allowing ourselves to be pulled by the thoughts that come in, or I'm going to say this later, this is how I want to respond to this. Maybe we have some like explosive kind of combustion, reactionary energy that might arise. Like being able to bracket that off aside allows for a clean slate when we're ready to speak, ready to voice. And so in voicing, we have to be able to analyze, is there a combustion happening? What is my line of truth? What am I actually present with right now? And this is psychological, this is energetic, this is in the body. Where am I feeling this conversation? Is it hitting me in the heart? Am I feeling different emotions? And can I voice that in a way that allows for a sense of respect and equilibrium to be maintained in the conversation, but still expressed, if that makes sense. The intricacies behind speaking are cultivating the awareness, but the ability to name what might be disruptive to the space, right? Like, and a way to do that is like, hey, this is what's coming up for me. Though it might not be completely related or whatever, however you want to introduce something that may not hit people the right way, that might create their own form of combustion. Being able to create that, curate that container of expression without disrupting and rupturing the equilibrium of respect that is present. And that really takes a lot of being able to handle the emotions, handle the forms of reaction that we have. So, being attentive to our reactionary states, the self-censorship, but remaining in a line of truth, is necessary. And this really, I love the speaking, voicing aspect, because it's like, what is your message? What is your present message without any preliminary thought, right? Like, what is here for you now? How can you authentically, spontaneously express what your message is and how you're feeling, and how is this, how are you creating and building and expressing yourself? What is the envelope, what is within the envelope of your expression that you are handing to others? What is the piece of yourself that you are allowing others to see, and how do you want to construct that in a way that is in line with the most authentic version of you? Right? That's a lot to think about. And it's a lot of awareness that I think is important to have in everyday life. Like, how am I reacting right now? How am I carrying myself right now? Because speaking or voicing is our way of expression. It's our body language. It's our eye contact. It's our presence. Am I hunching over? Like, what are the expressionary, if that's a word, what are the expressions that I am utilizing that are much more on a much more subtle level that are communicating, right? And being able to have that awareness ready to analyze, like, am I actually being authentic right now? I'm walking in the grocery store, like, damn, like, is this how I would actually carry myself as who I am and what I represent and what I believe in, the mission and the message that I bring to the world? So it gets very woven into, like, what is my dharma? What is my gift? What is my purpose, right? And how can I hand that? How can I open the door or open the window for somebody else to see into my own nature of reality? And can I have the courage to be vulnerable in that way, right? And so we have discernment not only with the kind of expression, the kind of impressions that we are leaving on people, but also the amount of exposure that we are giving to others, that we are allowing others to see us in. And that's a really big, important thing, you know? Just to reiterate again, like, the importance of body language and tone and context, because that can completely change the way that we're received. And being aware of other people's lenses that are there is also very important. Can I analyze the situation, the relationship, the you know, dialogue, conversation that I'm happening? And can I see the lens by which the other person is looking at me through? And how am I going to be discerning about the way that I express because of the lens that I am maybe perceiving and being perceived by? Does that make sense? It's a very powerful practice, really. This is all, dialogue is a very powerful practice of self-awareness and of awareness of the other and othership. What does that mean? What does othership mean in terms of objectification? Am I objectifying this other person? Am I being objectified? And that's another aspect that when we are voicing, when we are expressing, that might have to be acknowledged. Like, hey, maybe you being in your most authentic expression is calling somebody else out on their inauthentic receiving on how they are looking at you in an inauthentic way, on how you can name, hey, I know that there, you might be looking at me from this lens. Can I acknowledge that? And can we look at that, right? Can that be our process of dialogue? Which can get really juicy and really uncomfortable, and which is why it's so important to remain within these malleable but important boundaries of equilibrium and respect. And I will get into respect and the richness behind that. But these are all things to be considering when we are expressing ourselves, you know? And like I said, this is in terms of all of relating. This is the way you dance, the way you move, the way you speak, the way you hold yourself. And then when this, turning it, flipping this into the internal landscape, really analyzing the self when expressing. Like, okay, how can I back up? I think a question to ask is, are you looking at yourself through a lens that you think you are perceived by others? So do I have an opinion on myself that is based off of a lens that somebody else might have of me, right? And because it's so funny, we have our own lenses by which we are perceiving other people's lenses. It's very intricate and it's very unconscious, but these are aspects that we hold on to of how am I being perceived and how am I supposed to express, how do I want to express, and how am I convinced I need to express. Does that make sense? And I'm sure there's vocabulary that I could be using that gives a lot more precision to this analysis of the psyche and the inner workings of our own relationship with self, but that is important. And I want to do an entire episode on Martin Buber and his philosophy on the I and it versus the I and thou. But one of the most important things to consider is, am I objectifying myself from my perceived objectifications from others about me? Really important. And how is that feeding a narrative that might be detrimental to my situation, that might be shaking my authenticity within myself, right? And my relationship with myself. So all things to consider. And I don't feel like I need to say too much about this vein of dialogue. I think I really hit a lot of it, and I'm sure I could get even more and more heady with it. But that is my little taster into the voicing, the speaking element of the beautiful, beautiful world of dialogue. And, you know, this relates interspiritually. Because, like I said in the last episode, we all have these hyphenated identities that like to impose on our perception, perspective of self, you know, and we have different conflicting aspects within ourselves, like, well, I'm this, but I'm also that, and how does that work, you know, trying to remain a little bit more broad right now, but these intricacies all have relationships. Some of them might not be healthy, right? And so it's not only cultivating how do I relate with others, but how do I relate with the infinite variations of self that I have, and the complexities and the disagreement that those elements within myself have, and how can I open up the streamline of confrontation within myself to allow more understanding and things like that. Yeah. So it gets deep and it gets really heady, and I hope that those who are listening are kind of at least semi-following what I'm trying to say. This entire series is really me taking what I've been learning the last year and maybe voicing it in my own unique way, sharing it in my own unique way, because honestly, like, dialogue is so important, and if we can really find these different ways to reflect and have awareness, we can change the world, and we can express freely and understand the steps, or maybe the pragmatic elements that go into unwinding, deconstructing the psyche and the relationships that we have. So, yeah. Thank you all for listening to me. This is like going to be a short one, but I appreciate it. And there will definitely be more. So stick around. And I will talk to you all later. Ciao.